here at the Ag Media Summit in Tampa. I'm speaking with Chuck Lavelle, keyboardist for the Rolling Stones, and also an agriculturalist at the same time. Chuck, tell us about your operation. You're in Georgia, correct?
Well, it's great to be with you, Cindy. Yes, I am in Georgia. My wife, Rosalane, and I have a 2,500-acre tree farm in central Georgia, Twiggs County, and we call that Charlane Plantation, and this is what I call a heritage of stewardship of the land. Her family has been connected to the land in one form or another for many generations. Her father was a farmer, also tended forest land, and her grandfather the same. And some of this land actually goes back to the land grant days in the 1700s.
When you talk about things like working the land and stewardship, I think a lot of times people, as you said, have misconceptions about people who are in farming, who are in agriculture, and don't really see them in their role as being stewards of the land. How do you help clear up that misconception?
Well, I think the good news is that people are beginning to get that message. I've been out shouting that for 30 years, as long as Rosie and I have been working our land. And I think the messages are getting through. There, you know, it used to be that we would have some organizations that call themselves environmental organizations that we were definitely at arm's length with. And this day and time, I think you're seeing a lot of partnerships with those same organizations. We're in the same room. We're talking together. We're talking about, you know, how we can, for instance, get away from the foreign oil dependence. Everybody wants to do that now. We're talking about biofuels. We're talking about keeping families on the land and keeping land and families. You know, people that are interested in any particular species or, for instance, Audubon. You know, Audubon realizes that these family farms and family forests are the best thing in the world for all of those bird species. And the fact that these families want to include that in their agenda and do include it in their agenda. So now I think you're seeing the forging of a lot of partnerships that not so long ago people wouldn't even speak to each other.
Well, let's talk about biofuels and the future of ethanol, especially in the cellulosic realm, and being able to use wood and forest products, wood waste. What do you think about that, and how are you involved in helping make that happen, make that a reality?
I think it's one of the most important things that we can do right now, and we are doing it. I'm happy to say that. There's a number of pilot programs out there that are getting off the ground. The technology is coming on faster and faster. It may not be perfected yet. It's not perfected yet, but that's the great thing about this country is that, you know, we put our minds to it and we can make it happen. And it is happening. I'm so pleased to see it. So cellulosic ethanol, cellulosic biofuels, I think, are extremely important. And besides that, you know, I tell people, look, trees are organic, they're natural, and most importantly, they are renewable. So this is a renewable resource, unlike fossil fuels, which is not renewable. And also, to begin with, we'll be using parts of these trees that are normally pushed aside and burned and not used. So the slash, the twigs, the limbs, and so forth would be the first products I think we would use. But then, of course, I would also point out that over the past few years, you've seen the closure of a lot of pulp mills in our country. A lot of that has moved offshore. So what are we doing with these juvenile trees that need a place to go and families that need markets to keep their land? And this is a very, very positive thing. I'm pleased to see it coming on board. Yes, it's going to take a little while longer, I think, to really get it down, but we are going to do it.
In your part of the country, in Georgia, there is actually a pilot plant using wood waste coming online. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Range Fuels out of Colorado. One of the main supporters and investors is Vinod Khosla, who is one of the founders of Sun Microsystems. And I think it's so great. Now, here's the thing. Once you see these kinds of entrepreneurs and private equity people realizing that there is profit to be made from green energy, now you're going to see the chessboard change. You know, we're going to we're going to start moving on this. I attended a conference not so long ago in California that was sponsored by Fortune magazine, and it was called Brainstorm Green. Kosla was there, Michael Dell was there, a lot of CEOs, a lot of very important people and important leaders of businesses were there, and I can tell you that all of them were in wanting to and are engaging in green issues, whether it's solar energy, wind energy, biofuels, or whatever it may be. This country is changing.
Using wood as a basis for cellulosic ethanol, it seems like it could solve a number of problems, especially now when we're looking at the wildfires in California. That by harvesting that wood waste, it seems like you would basically kill two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. It's just so heartbreaking to see on the images on television of those fires. And my heart goes out to the families that are losing their lands and their homes to these horrible fires. And I am happy to see Governor Schwarzenegger want to engage in this. I think he realizes that pulling out that fuel load and using it for good purpose rather than just leaving it there and subject to creating these wildfires, I believe he realizes this is a good thing, and we need to spread that word throughout the West. You mentioned that we're building a plant in Georgia. I think the Southeast is very aware of this now, and California's always been, in the West in general, has been a little more sensitive to these kind of things. And I think if the public really realizes the benefit that they'll get out of it, I think things will change, minds will change, and hopefully things will change for the better.
Well, do you think that this is getting a message through to some people that have been somewhat against the concept of management of forests in that way, thinking that it's okay to leave them to the natural order?
Right. There are still, and I don't like to put anybody down or say negative things, but there are still some groups out there that would say never touch nature. Don't do anything. Let it take its own course. Well, in my opinion, mankind is part of this, and look, mankind has been connected to forests since the beginning of time, and we've always found out that if we take care of the forest, if we are good stewards of our forests, then they will take care of us. I think that's really what this is all about.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Chuck Lavelle. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the Ag Media Summit in Tampa.